Accessing library computer data.
And to make sure history never forgets the name Enterprise.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Penske Podcast. If you haven't tuned in before, this is a podcast where we are running through all 178 episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation, giving our thoughts and feelings about each and every one. Right now we're up to episode 19 of season 6. It's called Lessons, directed by Robert Vimer, written by Ron Wilkerson and Jean-Louis Mateus, and it aired back on April 5th, 1993. In this episode, Captain Picard's shared love of music with Lieutenant Commander Nella Darren leads to romance, resulting in conflicting emotions on Picard's behalf. It's just going to be me talking about this one. Just the way the schedule fell, I guess, and I have to get this thing out there. So it's just going to be me going through one of the best romance episodes, I think, that the show has ever done. Outside of that, I just wanted to give an update that because I am packing and preparing to move house, the podcast is probably going to switch to a once-a-week thing for a couple weeks at this point, maybe a month at the most, until maybe through August. There's a combination of the house and eventual baby, so these things are kind of going to get spaced out a little bit. I have a backlog so that they will be able to go, but putting out two episodes a week kind of churns through the backlog very quickly. So for a month or so, I'm probably going to do one a week. These will be out on the Sundays, and Lessons is going to be the first one, so thank you guys for understanding. Once a week for about a month, you'll get these episodes. Then we'll go back to the normal schedule right after that. But anyway, let's get into Lessons right after this.
Oh, Commander Darren.
I hope you don't mind me dropping by like this.
No, please, come in. I'm delighted.
What kind of flute is that?
It's, Resican.
I've never seen one before.
They're not made anymore.
So Lessons is pretty interesting. It's probably the best romance episode, right? I don't think that the show has really done romance all that well. The ones that pop into my head are the Geordi romance episodes. The Trill episode. There was the Outcast episode. Troy with the Price. That was a terrible episode. In general, and we've talked about this on the show before, romance episodes don't really seem to work in this because the series is too episodic and too non-serialized, so you have to bring in these guest stars who have to carry a really, really heavy load trying to sell a romance in basically 45 minutes and have the conflict be believable enough to sort of work when they break up at the end. And a lot of the time it seems very hokey. It seems like the characters are either poorly written or just there's no sense to the story. I'd say the Price would probably be that way. The Outcast was more of a political statement than a story, not in a bad way. It sounds like I'm being negative towards it, but it wasn't really as, it wasn't about Riker as much as it was the sort of story in that one. And the Trill episode was really just kind of hamstrung by a bad script that didn't really want to go all the way with what the idea it was pushing was. So instead, we get Lessons at this point, season six, fairly late in season six. And it's a Picard romance. And Picard's had romances before with Vash and everything like that. But I think Lessons is really pretty special of an episode. It's maybe not one of the greatest episodes of the series or maybe even the season, but it's really, really strong and it's really grounded and really believable. And I think that they do a fantastic job of fitting in a story that fits within the character of Picard and makes sense as a romance and has it wrap up in 45 minutes. And I think the biggest part of that is they tied the inner light into it. And I think doing that was a really, really smart decision. I think it basically gave the episode the emotional core that is so hard to get in that 45 minutes if you don't know the characters. By allowing Picard to relate it through the experience of the inner light, it sort of, it almost cheats the audience, or it sort of plays on their feelings a little bit, because you're adding a feeling, the emotions that Picard is playing on, we've already experienced and we already understand. And even though it doesn't have anything to do with Darren, it feels like it does, and it feels like it's relating in some way, and it gives them a way to bond. The music is a way to bond. It gives you a way to understand the and appreciate what Picard went through and how he carries it and how he thinks that that experience is something very special that he can only share with a few people. You know, he's waited to get into this relationship with this woman, And then he's going to explain this whole sort of bizarre sounding thing where he lived a past life on another planet that's been wiped out for 1,000 years. And they're able to bond over the music, because the music is the one thing that he's managed to hold from that period through the flute, symbolically and literally. So I think it was a really, really smart choice to do that. It really highlighted how great the Inner Light episode was in a weird way. It sort of put a flashlight or a spotlight back on that episode, which is really great. And I think that just through relationship to it, Lessons almost is one of the best episodes of season 6, I think. And that's interesting and unique and was sort of unexpected as I was watching it. If anything, I think that the beginning of this episode, the first half, is a little bit weird. Weird in a sort of, the romance and how they pursue it is kind of childish in a lot of ways. Like, it's very TNG, but it's very, like, goofy and innocent. And you have a hard time believing that these are, like, 40 and 50-year-old people who are getting into a relationship like this, or whoever Darren is supposed to be. The way that they sort of pursue each other, the way they goofily talk to each other, it's very hokey. It's charming, I guess, but it's a little bit hokey. And you have a hard time believing that they're adults in the same situation. It feels very much like a first love, even though that's not the case. And this, you know, the story backs that up. But it's that typical TNG, you know, they're not going to be gritty. They're not going to be super uber realistic in how they portray a relationship coming around. It just kind of you have to accept it. You accepted that he's smitten with her, which makes a lot of sense. She was a great actress, and she really carried the role really well. Was very likable while still being headstrong. You can see why Picard would sort of fall for her. But I think that the sort of relationship building that they have to go through in the first half is okay, but it's a little bit cheesy, and it's really just sort of anchored by the Inner Light sort of stuff that they keep bringing up. It gets a little bit better at the end, where this firestorm, the typical sci-fi B plot, firestorm appears and it's going to wipe out a colony. Picard is forced to send Darren on a away mission that's very risky. He sort of thinks that he thinks for a momentarily that she's been killed, and then apparently she's not killed. And the relief that he feels and the guilt that he thinks for that couple of moments when he thought that she was dead, about how he had caused her to die, whether or not he can do this in the future. And then they end the episode by basically breaking up and saying that because of his responsibilities and her responsibilities and the responsibilities that they have to the ship, they can't be in a relationship, because it fundamentally alters like how Picard can act as captain, which is interesting. It's a really great branching off point for Picard, because Picard has always been portrayed as the by the book sort of noble, ethically driven philosophy guy, who is very concerned with the sort of chain of command, and outside of the chain of command, very concerned with the sort of like regulation and keeping up appearances type thing. It's very British, but he's interested in keeping up his appearance as the captain. And he thinks that, you know, this is a great responsibility that he has, and he can't just go willy-nilly into something else. So he has a lot of episodes of focus on that, how that's his thing. He's not above going outside the sort of rule book, but it's generally from a ethically acceptable place to be. And he would otherwise always sort of default to this keeping up appearances of being in command of the Enterprise. And the woman has sort of thrown, Commander Darren has sort of thrown this into a loop for him. He finds that he can't quite keep the same relationship he's had. He finds it through Riker. Commander Darren is sort of very pushy with Riker, who's in charge of resources, human resources, it seems. So Commander Riker is put into a rough spot where he doesn't really feel comfortable saying, no, you can't do this because you are dating my boss. Which is an understandable bit of, you know, sort of office politics, I think. They do a good job with that. One of the things I really like in episodes is when they have the sort of day-to-day operations. I don't think they do it all the time, but it's really interesting when they do it. Like the stellar cartography, besides being a great name, is also sort of great to see that this is what the ship does. Riker being in charge of basically all the department heads, he's like the middle management guy, is really nice. He's sort of good at it in interesting ways. And I just like to see the various, because it kind of gives you conflict that you don't normally see otherwise in the show. The show is always portrayed as the crew 100% gets along, but in any kind of like business organization, the different departments are always sort of competing Lightly competing, I guess, would be the best way to say it. Like, you're always competing for resources. You're always competing for money. You're always competing for people. You're competing against each other for all of that stuff. And it makes sense that the ship departments would be the same way, and that Riker is sort of the Solomon, divvies up the whatever needs to go. And I really like it. I think that's an interesting way to look at how the ship works. And I like that it ties into the storyline, because Riker gets thrust into a position where he doesn't really feel comfortable doing what he's doing, because his boss is dating someone that he has to have direct control over in terms of their workload and everything like that. I thought that the Crusher scene was maybe the weirdest, when Crusher and Darren are talking in sickbay and Darren seems ignorant to the fact that Crusher and Picard are kind of sort of an item. I guess it makes sense that she would be ignorant to that, but that scene doesn't really go anywhere. You get a taste of the idea that Crusher is a little bit jealous, which I think goes a long way, but it's a little bit surprising that it doesn't pay off in any way outside of that. There's no scene afterwards where that's discussed. There's no scene later on. It's not ever brought up. The scene where Crush and her are talking about it does not really end in any sort of specific way, outside of just Darren's gathering information about it, and Crusher seems reluctant to give the information about Picard's status. The Troy scene is nice. I like the fact that, you know, Picard has to ask permission, basically, although it also ties into the whole childish aspect. Although it's not as bad, I didn't think it was as noticeable as they're sort of like flirting in the beginning, which is really childish. It makes sense that Picard would want to go through the rules and regulations aspect and sort of verify with Troy that this is okay and ethical and allowable and everything like that. But it does feel a little bit weird and childish that he has to ask her permission to be in a relationship with someone. And I'm a little bit surprised, I guess, that Starfleet doesn't have regulations about dating other people and the captain. It seems prime for a conflict of interest. I don't think there's any way around it being a bad idea. And I'm surprised that it's allowed to be done. Like, I can understand that the spouse would be allowed to live on the ship and everything like that, but to them have a direct command relationship seems inappropriate. And I think the episode does a really good job of explaining why that would be that way. I wonder what the military has on that. I wonder if that the military, if anyone knows, if the military can actually, spouses can serve in the same chain of command with each other. I'd be surprised if they can. Maybe not surprised if they can, but it seems like it would be ripe for a conflict of interest. But anyway, outside of that, I think the music is really nice in this one. We get some horrible scenes of Picard or Patrick Stewart pretending to play that flute as the music is dubbed over. Her little rollout piano was a very nice touch. Some of the music, you know, they play, I think, Bach, Chopin, and maybe something else. They also play Frère Jacques in the Catan song. The Catan song is nice. It reminds me of video game soundtrack, but in a good way. It sounds very Suikoden. Suikoden. And it reminds me a little bit of that kind of music. And I like it at the same time. I think it's kind of a catchy little tune. And it's always touching because it obviously comes from the Inner Lights and all of that stuff. You know, and I think that the episode works that in nicely. I really enjoyed the scene where they're in the best acoustic zone of the Enterprise when Darren brings them into that Jeffrey's tube. I like the cutting between Geordi hearing the music and wondering what the hell is going on, and then cutting back to them making out. I think is kind of a neat little switch up. That scene works really well. I like how they sort of come together on it. I think that both actors are very good in this role, Hughes and Stewart. Wendy Hughes is the name of the person who plays Darren. And I think that it's a believable relationship. I think it's, you know, far better than any of the other relationship episodes that the show has ever done. It feels like it belongs that way. It feels like it makes sense. It works within the context of the character. It's not just like, here's a weird Trill creature, Dr. Crusher's going to fall in love with it, and let's have a story out of that. Everything here, this episode works as a relationship story because the relationship makes sense with the characterization of Picard. And I don't think you can overlook that, is like how important that is for the writing of these relationship episodes. And I think that it's, you know, it was a really smart decision to link all of the Inner Light stuff, to link everything with, you know, how this ties into Picard's sort of sense of self as the ship's captain. It all really works really, really well. And, you know, it does so in a 45-minute package. It's really, really kind of spectacular. You know, it has the sort of standard sci-fi B-plot where some sci-fi thing is happening. This time it's a firestorm and it's going to wipe off this planet. We need to rescue people. But it's, you know, that ties in much better than episodes like the one where Troy sensed the two-dimensional aliens, whatever that one was called. You know, that just feels like a, or The Lost, that just feels like a B-plot stuck to an A-plot for no particular reason, just because they needed to have a B-plot. This one doesn't feel that way. The B-plot serves the A-plot, and it does it really well. It's really neat, and it's really good. The special effects are fine. You know, it's fire on a blue screen behind a blue-screened force field. I don't really understand how they survived. I think she explains it at some point, but I don't know why they couldn't save Richardson, the guy who died on the planet. They only saved the two of them. Tang, I think, was the name of the other one, and Darren. Don't know what happened to Richardson. I guess he just didn't really pull his weight, or he didn't program his deflector shield well enough. But yeah, I think it's a really, really great episode, especially the ending scene is really, really wonderful. The look on Patrick Stewart's face is fantastic as they give their final hug and she takes off. Yeah, just really, really great. Really like this one. I'm going to play an audio clip, come back with some final thoughts and ratings for Lessons.
And then I saw you standing on the transporter. Knew that I could never again put your life in jeopardy.
If I stayed here, you might have to.
You could always resign your commission, stay here with me.
And you could resign yours and come to a star base with me. I'll apply for a transfer.
But we could still see each other. People do. We could arrange shore leave together. And for the future, who knows?
Of course. Promise me something. Don't give up your music.
They can't all be bad, right? So the show has proven that relationship episodes can work on this show, and we'd been doubtful on this podcast before that. Anyway, let's get to our final thoughts and feelings for Lessons. If you guys are on YouTube, you can click in the upper right-hand corner of the video, and you'll get a poll button. You can tell us what you thought about this episode on our scale of 1 to 5. I think I'm going to give this one a 4 out of 5. Season 6 has kind of been defined by its number of 4s, I think, so far. The first half of the season wasn't really good, but they've really settled into something. And this is, well, not a great, like, all-time classic episode that is only sort of a function of what the show can do. It's also a really, really strong character piece that works really well for the characters that we've got set up. You know, you can see this kind of storyline in any show, but I think that it works really well with the characters. It's written around the characters. It feels of a piece. And I think outside of the Inner Light mentions, you could easily show this to someone and say, this is a pretty good episode of the show. It's one I think that you shouldn't skip if you're watching them through. You know, it's that kind of a strong showpiece. And it's probably the best example of the best relationship, as I've said previously, to that. It's a really strong relationship episode, really well written. Rene Echevarria gave an uncredited rewrite, I guess, and it feels very much like a script that he would write. It's credited to Ron Wilkerson and Jean-Louis Mateus, but Rene Echevarria, I guess, gave the rewrite. Feels very much of his scripts. Sort of a good understanding of character, sort of small in terms of what's going on in the episode, but very satisfying and very nice. This is one of those episodes I probably wouldn't have liked when I was younger, although I really like it now. And I feel I haven't watched it in a long time because I hold that sort of youthful opinion of the show still, where I liked the sort of action-y mystery episodes. And this is one of those just characterization building episodes that sort of passes you by. And, you know, you watch it and you see the Netflix thing, you're like, oh, Picard falls in love, can't be a good episode. It really is. It's really enjoyable. It's too bad we don't see Darren ever again, but I'd like to think that they keep up their promise, at least for, they do that relationship thing where they keep up a promise for, you know, 6 months to a year, and then it kind of fades away after that. But, you know, it can be emotional and touching all the same for the, what it was. That's it, guys. Thank you very much. Let me know, click the poll button. Let me know what you thought of this one on a scale of 1 to 5. If you're on YouTube and you enjoyed the content today, like in the comments, appreciate it. If you're on iTunes, rating or review helps get the show out there. Patreon.com. We're doing Patreon exclusive stuff. You go there, patreon.com/Lipinski Podcast. For a couple dollars a month, less than the cup of coffee, you can get access to some podcasts we've done. We did Event Horizon and Galaxy Quest so far. You can go to facebook.com/Lipinski Podcast, and you can leave a like and a comment there as well if your preferred mode of communication is through Facebook. That's what it's there for. Anyway, guys, thank you very much. And as I mentioned at the top, the show is going to be switching from 2 episodes a week to 1 episode a week. I apologize, but it's going to be this way for about a month until I move into the new place and the internet's set up and I'm recording and everything again. So it's just going to be 1 episode a month going forward for the next month, probably through August. And if you're listening to this podcast in the future, you can ignore it because you can listen at your leisure. Anyway, guys, thank you very much for understanding. Thank you for supporting the podcast. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. And I will be back after this with The Chase. See you then.